99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
To rival this famous woman.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck tune.
There is a woman on, everybody's kind of going to Google Maps Earth to 324 Front Street in Barnum, Iowa, because the old Google Maps car was driving by. Driving by this little dive bar, right?
Okay.
And, you know, it's just some small little town there in Iowa. And the local residents kind of caught the Google Maps car coming by. So this woman at 324 Front Street decides to flash the Google Maps truck.
Oh, gosh.
And so initially, now if you go there right now, her entire body's blurred out.
Okay.
But for a while, it was just her face. And you can see everything else.
Wow. I'm sure a couple of screenshots were taken.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm
it's on
just
Reddit.
A few.
It's on Reddit. It's on Twitter. But you can go to Google Maps and you can see it all go down, except it's blurred now. So 324 Front Street, Barnum, Iowa, right? And so this, you can see this lady.
She saw an opportunity.
She did. She's walking out into the parking lot, basically, because it's just this small little dive bar in a little town, right? And it's very Iowa. And, you know, there's kind of rust on the awnings and things like that. And there's a couple people on the porch of the bar kind of taking a photo of her.
Oh my gosh.
Out into the street.
What a moment to be solidified.
Oh, shoot. It's so great. I mean, and you know what? That is a wormhole that is fun to go down. Like Google Maps, Google Earth sort of wormhole.
Yes.
The things that they have caught, everything from, you know, old men falling down a flight of stairs.
That will never not be funny.
It is so funny.
But also tragic, but funny.
I mean, it's like a wellness check on the old dude who fell down at, like, you know, 629 Fifth Street in New York, you know?
Yep.
Oh, shoot. But yeah, so that has kind of gone viral over the past couple days. But you can still see the unedited version or the original version before Google was like, whoop, I guess. Because, you know,
oopsie-daisies.
It's not like someone goes through every single one of these images and blurs out faces and stuff like that. It's AI. So it's like, so they have technology that basically just goes through and blurs the faces out of these people, right? So if you want to if you want to get on Google Maps, if you see the Google Maps car, and you want to make a silly face, it's going to blur out your face because of the technology or whatever. But I guess they have to go through and with instances like this and manually do it. So it took a minute for them to realize that she had flashed the camera.
Long enough for screenshots to be taken.
Oh, shoot. So, yeah, Barnum, Iowa is only 174 people deep. I mean, there's...
Oh,
like I said, it's
so everyone knows her. Basically,
it's a small town. Yeah, they probably know. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's Jen. She's a little wild, right? Anyways, we'll tweet out the story so you can see it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. Let's play a fun little game, shall we?
We shall.
It's called a senseless survey, which means it's just like nonsensical questions, trivia questions. That we ask, right?
General knowledge.
Yeah, general knowledge.
Like,
type
we think
of stuff.
Most people will know.
Mm-hmm. Let's say hi to Megan calling us from Madison. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hey there. Megan, you want to know a fun fact about me?
Sure, tell me.
Ben would have been named Megan if he was a girl.
Yep. Had my parents had a girl and it was me, they'd have named me Megan.
Should we try out the Megan and Kelly show?
I guarantee that it wouldn't be spelled the same.
Oh,
how do you spell it?
Yeah, how's your name spelled?
Megan.
Oh.
Wow.
So you have the H, but then you also have an I thrown in there, too.
Yes. My mother just wanted to drive me crazy, I guess. But
Megan.
I did the same thing with my daughter.
Okay.
Is your daughter named Megan, too?
No, my daughter's name is Faith, but it's P T-H-A-I-T-H.
So my middle name is Aaron, and it's, how do you think that's spelled?
A-A-R-O-N?
Nope.
Nope.
A-R-I-N.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't use the word different. We use the word unique.
Yes. Unique.
Yes. Well, it's just K-E-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
But everybody wants to spell it K-E-L-L-I or K-E-L-L-I-E. Everybody.
Well, Megan, we're happy that you're here. Megan's got, she's a brunette, drives a Jeep, works for Norton Hospital, and has been married for 5 years.
Awesome.
Sweet. Megan, you ready to do this?
I am.
Yeah.
You a little nervous?
I am.
Okay.
I really want to take my 8-year-old to the theme park for the first time.
I hope.
If you've heard this show.
Kelly, no, nothing.
Just saying.
All right, here we go. First question.
We have low standards for performance.
What's the name of the dad in The Simpsons?
Homer.
Yes.
All right. Do you think this person knows?
The Simpsons?
It's pretty common.
Yeah, it is pretty common. Yeah. All right.
The Simpsons?
Yeah.
I've never heard of them. Oh. I'll say Keith.
Wow. Simpson.
Keith Simpson.
Keith Simpson.
Oh. That is crazy.
I was on it.
How do you go through? They've been on the air for like 40 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
How do you not, even if you've never watched it once in your life, I feel like.
That person has never seen a television.
Yeah.
Or a meme.
I've never watched it.
He doesn't. Okay, he doesn't have a telephone or a phone.
Yeah, obviously. All right, Megan.
Yeah, I've never watched it, and I still knew.
Yes.
See, there you go.
Same.
Obviously, Megan, you are smarter than that person. Here we go. Next question. How many stripes are on the current American flag?
13.
13. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, common knowledge.
Yes.
Do you think
I am very patriotic? I have a flag on my arm.
That's right.
On your arm.
Yes.
Is it tattooed or is it just like a temporary tattoo or what is it?
It is tattooed. I have an American flag on my right arm.
There you go.
I love it.
All right. What about this?
Oh, good question.
Oh, do you think this person knows?
Doesn't sound like it.
All right, you're going to say no.
Good question. I think that does lead you to think they don't know the answer.
Okay. So you both say no.
Oh, good question. There are 50 stars. I know that. I think there are 13 stripes.
Yep.
Oh,
got it right.
Is that the answer?
Look at that. Look at that.
Pleasantly surprised.
Sometimes they surprise you. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Megan, here we go. Macbeth, Hamlet, Much Ado About Nothing, and Romeo and Juliet are all plays written by which famous playwright?
Shakespeare.
Yeah, obviously. Everybody knows Shakespeare.
Bill Shakespeare. Yes.
Billy Shakespeare.
Billy Shakespeare.
Wrote a whole bunch of sonnets.
Yeah.
All right, do you think this person?
Who wrote those plays?
Who wrote those plays?
Oh, it really feels iffy here.
Who wrote those plays?
Oh. I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay. Kelly, what do you think?
I feel like...
Those are famous plays.
They are famous plays.
They're very famous plays.
You know what? Here, Megan, between you, me, and Kelly, I feel like we are a trio of knowledge. We maybe have more knowledge than the average person. Yeah, maybe we're just more cultured.
I don't know. That's
maybe.
What it is. She's
maybe it's because we're older, you know? I'm in my 30s. If it's a 20-year-old or lower, then...
All right, so are you saying yes or no? They're going to know it or not?
Probably not.
Not. All right, Kelly?
No.
No.
Who wrote those plays? How would I know that? I'll say Albert Einstein.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, my goodness.
She was just grasping at someone who was old.
Albert Einstein,
Theory of Relativity.
Yep. Famous playwright.
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. Dude did it all.
Yeah, people didn't understand, though. He was really good.
Our country coming out.
Yeah,
dude did it all. Oh, my God.
Doesn't it scare you? This is the future of our country.
Yes! Oh, we should really make them take a test before they can vote.
Last question.
Yeah.
What does IPA stand for?
That's tougher.
That is a little tougher.
That is tougher, especially if you don't drink those.
Uh-huh.
If you don't drink those, ew.
That gave you a hint.
I was going to say, did that give you a clue? Did you not even know what an IPA was?
No.
Ah.
I do know it's a beer.
It is a beer, yes. It is a beer.
A beer?
You got someone else helping.
India Pale Ale.
Oh, yeah. Google helped you out there. Yes, India Pale Ale. That is right.
Actually, my friend did.
Good thing you have a Lush in your corner.
Yes. smart friends.
All right, so Megan, do you think this person...
IPA?
Do you think they will get it right?
Probably, because they sound really excited about it.
IPA!
That is true, but I was going to say you and I both did not know.
Mm. And it's a female, so...
And it's... Yeah.
All right, so she says yes. What do you think, Kelly?
I don't... I'm going to venture to say that she's going to say I didn't know it stood for anything.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
All right.
IPA? That's beer, right? I think it's Indiana Pale Ale.
Oh, so close. Indiana Pale Ale.
Oh, Indiana Pale Ale. It only lives in Indiana.
That was so close.
Wow.
Indiana Pale Ale.
Indiana's all like, thanks for the credit.
Oh, I know. Megan? You know what? You didn't do great. I mean, you did well yourself. You did okay yourself.
Yeah. We're not going to blame you for not knowing IPA. Yeah, so, you don't drink that. That's not your world.
Yeah, that's not your world.
I don't drink, so. Yeah.
That's good. See? That's good. So, hey, we're going to hook you up with 4 tickets to Kentucky Kingdom and Hurricane Bay.
Oh, my God. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm excited. I get to take my kid to a theme park for the first time.
Oh, you know what?
This is great.
We are so happy that we are your first.
Why'd you have to make it awkward?
That sounds a little...
It sounds awkward, right? Yeah. He makes it awkward. He has a talent for making things awkward.
Don't tell my husband that.
All right, Megan. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Thank you.
Oh,
all the learning that happened.
I know.
About IPA.
IPA, tattooed Megan, spelled with a different like name.
Indiana Pale Ale.
It's all great. All right, so there it is. It's your senseless survey here this morning on 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story. How would you describe this, Kelly?
I would describe that as like a little bar we set pretty low to the ground, a little hurdle you can jump over successfully, just not doing this.
Yeah, so we go to the world of mystics, of the, I don't know, what do you call it? The fortune tellers.
Okay.
Out of Florida.
Paranormal world, I guess. People that talk to ghosts.
Maybe. So there's a fortune teller in Florida that is the star of this. Her name is Carola. You can manage to make it through the day without using your fortune-telling skills to rob your clients. You're doing okay.
Oh, that's not good.
Now, some people may say, well, going to a fortune teller, you're already getting robbed. It's just hogwash, right?
Well, some people have that opinion. Others say it's the most amazing thing.
Carola's 52. She's a fortune teller there outside of Tampa. She apparently went to one of her clients. Clients lived in a trailer park, right?
Okay.
Knocked on the door, asked if there were any good Mexican restaurants around. Mm-hmm. Valid question, albeit random. Then she asked, could I have a glass of water? Of course. Of course, yes. Madam Carola.
Yeah.
Once inside, she offered, hey, while I'm here, I could read your palm. She's like, well, gosh, that's great.
What a bonus.
Then she pulled a gun and made off with 12 grand.
Oh, that is not... No, that wasn't expected.
No.
So I predict that you're going to give me money right now.
I predict that I am going to have a windfall of cash in my future.
And I see that you're going to have less of it.
And you're going to have less of it.
Okay. Wow, that's not how that's supposed to work.
No, not how that's supposed to work at all. Yeah. I guess police tracked her down and arrested her. Apparently, she let it slip that there may be more.
Oh, all right. Well, they're like, you're going to have to tell us more about that.
Yeah. So it's not really sure whether the other victims may be just too scared because of Carola's power.
Oh, yes. Retaliation. She doesn't want to, you know, have her conjure up some friends from the other side to retaliate. We don't need that.
Exactly. So this is a setting the bar story. Listen, I know this is very niche, but if there are any fortune tellers within the sound of my voice, please don't use your powers for bad. Use them for good.
Exactly. You know, just the people just want to either connect with those that have moved on, or they just want to know what's going to happen in the future. Just, you know, that's the kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff. That is your setting the bar story. And a Florida story all in one.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. So we all love a good mystery, right?
Sure.
This popped up on a Louisville Reddit thread, and we now have a quest to find Anna G.
Why do we need to find Anna G?
Well, it was a misdelivered DoorDash of a rainbow bouquet of flowers sent to the wrong house. So the gift message says, "You're the one, Anna." Sorry, hang on. Let me.
We need some music. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Set the mood.
"You're the one, Anna. I'm so in love with you. Will be always and forever. Miss you like crazy. 8 more days, babe."
Oh.
Signed, Zach P.
Oh, no. We need to save Zach P's delivery. Well, it didn't get to the right person.
Yeah, who is Zach? Who is Anna? Why are they apart? What happens in 8 days?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
The original poster said, "Look, I originally posted this to the neighborhood group on Facebook thinking maybe Anna G probably lives around here."
Yeah, maybe it was just close. It was close, but just the wrong house.
And goes on and says, "I'm honestly a little surprised Anna hasn't been identified because ladies named Debbie are actively calling DoorDash for info and hunting her.
Oh my
gosh.
It's
rare something is delivered to my house by mistake because I live in this quiet dead-end street with a semi-sketchy walking court." All this to say, I'm wondering if Anna G even wants to be found.
Ooh, that is the question.
That's the mystery.
Oh, like so, maybe she doesn't share Zach's feelings. Oh, no. Oh, I hope that's not the case.
And Zach is reaching out, sending a bouquet of flowers to Anna, hoping that in 8 days they can reconnect, they can rekindle. This is literally happening in Louisville. I know within the sound of my voice, there is someone named Anna and someone named Zach, and they are maybe these people. There's a commenter on the thread that said, "I actually know an Anna G, and she is adorable, but she is also very married."
Oh,
so
okay.
This could be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that could be why she's not responding.
I mean, literally, this happened yesterday afternoon, so this is very fresh. And another one said, "I think you are ethically and morally bound to find this Anna do this before that bouquet of flowers wilts."
Yeah, exactly. You have to find her before they die.
Well, we need to find these people.
Yes, we do. There's a lot of people also tossing out theories in the comments. Like, that's how Zach P's wife found out he was hanging out with the woman across the street.
I know. I mean, literally, the theories behind what's happening here are running rampant. Not only, despite the fact that the DoorDash receipt lists these flowers as a certain variety when clearly they are not that. and several people have pointed that out. They're like,
sure.
Yeah, this isn't a Rambo Alstomeria. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bouquet,
I don't know that,
but yeah,
okay.
It's clearly fancy. Something else.
Yeah. And somebody else commented, "Anna, are you okay? Are you okay?
Are you okay, Anna?" So yeah, we are jumping into the fray to kind of look for this Anna. Does Anna even want to be found?
Oh, gosh. And somebody else commented, "I know a Zach P. who is a psycho." So this definitely could be interesting.
Yeah. Others, 8 more days until what? Is Zach your boyfriend? Is Zach your husband? Is Zach someone else's husband? Do you have a husband who isn't Zach? Is Zach
maybe
going to Ted Bundy you? We need to know.
Maybe in 8 days they're getting married. Like, maybe this was just a sweet gesture. And yeah, maybe they are walking down the aisle together in 8 days. Will she be there? Oh, no.
Anyways, Ben and Kelly have jumped into the search. We've posted this on X at Ben and Kelly Show from this Louisville thread on Reddit.
Is there a life lesson that we deliver these flowers in person next time?
Well, maybe. See, again, maybe Zach was unable because it seems like they're apart.
Yeah.
Because
maybe Zach doesn't even live here. Do we know if he lives here? Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he's on a business trip.
Yeah, he could be.
And he feels bad for doing certain things on his business trip. So he sent his lady flowers.
Well, and then somebody else posted, "I feel like contacting DoorDash with the order info will give you more of a chance than this person randomly seeing it on Reddit."
Well, apparently the original poster did try to go the DoorDash route and just got refunded tacos from an earlier order. So really hasn't gotten far with DoorDash. So anyways.
Oh, but we're invested now.
We
are
invested.
Hoping that we get a resolution one way or another.
Yeah, what do you mean another?
Well, I mean, we need to know what happens.
Okay.
So even if Anna doesn't want the flowers, we need to know.
We're invested in
this
story.
We are invested.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it all play out there. I don't know if you've ever checked out the YouTube channel There I Ruined It. It's 99.7 DJX, but they just made a song entirely out of the word baby, taken from a bunch of different songs. So like Taylor Swift is in there. Britney's in there. Justin Bieber's in there.
Of course.
Beyonce, and then, you know, some classic rock stars, they're in there. See if you can pick them out.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby,
baby.
Baby, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
Britney was in there, Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Outkast, Beyonce, Celine Dion, The Doors.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, Vanilla Ice, No Doubt, Queen, Nirvana, and then finally the classic rock band Led Zeppelin.
I love how they actually like put the lyrics on the video. It's just not
it's just baby,
baby.
Right? That's all it is. Baby, 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 baby. Yeah, yeah. That's to you know, it's people with you know, some time on their hands to be able to sift through all these thousands and thousands of songs with baby and construct their own song. So kind of fun. Speaking of baby, you know, they say you're never really prepared for your first baby. You hear from people, couples all the time, like, you know, I want to wait till we're better established. I want to wait till this. I want to wait till that. I want to wait till this, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, even when you get there, you're never really prepared, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no. But by the fifth child.
I mean, you'd think, right.
It's not after your first rodeo. Like, right. You got a little bit of a handle on it.
Sure. Well, that's where Tori, our listener, is reaching out to us. She's expecting her fifth, but she's been met with some reaction that has her puzzled from her family.
Yeah, we got to help her navigate that.
Yeah, group therapy coming up here next on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Tori's reaching out. Hey, guys, needing some support from your peanut gallery because I'm not really getting it from my family.
Mm.
Just found out I'm expecting our fifth child. I'm going to be honest in that it wasn't planned, but my husband and I are excited about this little surprise.
Okay.
My family's reaction was surprising, though. They're saying things like, you can't handle that, and don't you have enough? It's gotten to the point where it's really hurtful that they aren't happy for us, and I feel like I've done something wrong. I mean, I kind of get it because we've been struggling financially a little, and I did borrow a little money from my sister a few months ago. But I was hoping they would all get excited about a new baby to love on and surround us with love and support.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of heartbroken, and it's taking away from my excitement over our new blessing. Is there a way to get them to see this the way we see it?
Well, wait 9 months and let them meet the little boy or girl.
Yeah, they, you know, sweet baby face.
Yeah,
has
usually
a way of winning people
I was gonna
over.
Say it does.
Sweet baby smell.
That's my answer. Okay, next one.
Okay, all right. Wow.
I don't know.
All right.
I get how that can be. You know, you're excited, albeit maybe you're nervous yourself and your family, you're hoping is going to support. Hey, you know what? It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine because, you know, maybe you've even said, you know, I'm a little nervous about this because, and if you haven't, maybe this is a way to go about it. Maybe just be very raw with them and say, yeah, you know what? I'm nervous too. You know, as far as finances go, we've been struggling and all that. And this is obviously not going to, be a windfall of money. As we all know, kids are expensive, but you know, we're excited nonetheless, and I hope that you can jump on board.
Yeah, Jesse says, can you see it through their eyes? You're struggling financially already, borrowing money from them. The fifth child isn't going to help this situation.
Right.
However, I'm sure they will love this baby as they have the other four.
Yeah, that's kind of what I, yeah, that's kind of what I think is, yeah. is that it's going to take the baby getting there and, yes. and them meeting and loving and being able to interact with the new one, you know, when he or she is on the planet.
Well, and others said you need to stop borrowing money from your family. If you want them to get on board,
yeah.
then we need to figure out a way to make ends meet without mm-hmm. their help.
I don't know if anybody has been in this situation like Tori is. I'm sure she's not alone on this island of not getting the family support because of a pregnancy. But you can maybe tell your story as to how you got through it. Preferably a positive outcome, you know?
Well, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I think
how
that's...
how you got your family on yeah. board and excited with you.
Absolutely. 502-795-1997 because, you know, it's... Sure, kids are expensive. Kids can be tough. And especially with five. I mean, I have three. And yes, that's a lot.
That's a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
talking a family of seven.
I know. Yeah. I know. For sure. And I have several friends who have... five kids. And so it's sure there's a lot. But yeah, tell us your story. How'd you get through it? How'd you get your family on board? 502-795-1997. Our listener, Tori, expecting her fifth child, her family has been less than supportive with their comments towards her, even though, she knows that, okay, yeah, financially, we've asked to borrow money from our family before, et cetera, et cetera. Wants them to get on board.
Elizabeth says on Facebook, okay, not trying to sound like a bee, being genuinely heartfelt when I say and ask this, how often have you asked assistance from your family?
Mm.
Money-wise, babysitting, material-wise, mm-hmm. food-wise? I understand people hit rough patches and struggle, but once you have your hands full to begin with, there are precautions to prevent you from getting pregnant, but if
sure.
you're happy, I'm happy. However, if everyone else is looking at it as a stressful situation, maybe we're not seeing the bigger picture. We're on the outside, seeing one side. With
yep.
that being said, get your ducks in a row, sweetie. Your family's getting bigger. Y'all need to buckle down, hold on tight. Also, one of you needs to see about getting snipped or tied.
And Amy did roll in and said, Ben, why don't you just keep rolling the dice too? And you can have
uh-huh.
five with another set of twins.
See?
You know what? It'll be fine. We'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Another listener texts in and says, you know, direct her to local organizations to help provide pregnancy resources like ALC provides ultrasounds and supplies. Something to definitely look into there. Lisa kind of says the same thing that Elizabeth said on Facebook.
She's got tough love.
Yeah, I just said, once you let people know that you're already financially strapped to the point of borrowing money, did you really think that they were going to jump for joy? It's your kid, financially support it without putting it on the family to help, and then maybe they can be happy.
The first person I immediately thought of when I read this situation is mm-hmm. my friend Hallie. She's a mom of seven.
Okay.
And she posted something yesterday that I think maybe Tori needs to hear. She says, it got to the point in my season of having babies that I felt like I was literally being judged by everyone for even telling people I was pregnant again.
Oh, yeah.
There were maybe five people I was sure would actually be happy for me. The rest, including family, would come up with a snarky joke, laugh, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I can't imagine not having my fourth or fifth or any of those later babies. And to the world, seems like too many. They're all so special, so unique, and I've been tasked with the important job of making sure they become everything they're meant to be. So if you're in the position where you're posting about being pregnant with another baby, you don't have to apologize to anyone. I'm happy for you. Children are undoubtedly the greatest blessing life can give you.
All right. Once the family meets the kid, I think that'll help. Also, let's try to reduce how often you ask for financial help from them.
Yes.
And that could probably help too.
Right. I feel like they're looking at this right now as, oh, goodness, we have more work coming upon us or money we have to give you.
Right.
And I think that's how they're viewing it right now because that's been their experience so far
yep.
with your brood.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Thanks for reaching out. That's group therapy. Next, let's play a fun little game, shall we? Call it a senseless survey. Yes, it's a game that will leave you feeling smart, right? Let's introduce you to Chastity calling us from Highview. Hi, Chastity.
Hello.
Hello. Chastity's got reddish brown hair, drives a Honda Civic, and has been in a committed relationship for 15 years. But no, don't need marriage. They're
wow.
fine just the way they are.
15 years, that is commendable.
That is commendable, yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, I like that.
Has the subject of marriage ever come up? Or you both just like are super happy with let's not rock the boat?
We're happy with where it is. And in fact, he actually just, if you ever want to test a relationship, it's watching your loved one having to kick cancer's ass.
Oh,
wow.
Good for you.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's amazing.
Not me. It was him. He just went through treatment for basically throat cancer.
How's he doing?
He's actually doing really well.
Okay.
Really, really well. Good. He was at stage 3, and he kicked it. So
wow. Well,
amazing.
Yeah, that will fully test everything. And
yeah, I can imagine.
I think that's a more solid bond than any piece of paper, for sure.
Oh, gosh, is it ever? Yeah.
All right.
Well, good for you guys.
Well,
that's amazing.
Well, absolutely. Let's play a fun game called Senseless Survey, all right? So Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yeah, so we asked some random people some general knowledge questions. You know, first, we'll let you have a crack at it, and then you got to try to predict, okay, are the people that we asked going to get it right or not?
You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First question. How long in miles is a standard track?
A quarter of a mile?
Yes.
I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, I remember in high school when you had to do, like,
the mile.
I guess what they call it, the mile for life or whatever. And I was like, yeah, we had to do four laps.
Four laps.
Yes.
Yeah. Seemed like forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, so a quarter mile. Let's, do you think this person will get it right?
In miles?
In miles, yes.
No.
Yeah,
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I was going to say you kind of had a question on that too. So let's see, what is the length of a standard track
in miles? I'm a runner, so that's easy.
I'm a runner, so that's
it's a quarter mile.
Quarter mile.
Oh, yeah. She was a runner. I didn't see that coming.
Didn't
see that coming.
All right, next question. How do oranges grow in a bush or in a tree?
They grow in a tree.
In a tree.
We've seen the Florida's Natural commercials, right? Where they're picking them from the trees.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got to know that, right?
Oranges.
Does she know?
No.
Yeah.
You've heard this before, haven't you?
She didn't sound very confident. I know.
All right. Let's see what she says.
Oranges? I thought they were buried in the ground. In a tree?
Come on now.
She ended up getting it right, but
she pulled it out after going from buried in the ground.
I should have just asked an open-ended question.
I know. I was kind of hoping she was going to say, they grow at the grocery store.
I get them at the grocery store. I don't pick them from a tree. Oh, but honestly, she thought they were buried in the ground, so that's exciting.
Dang.
All right.
So 2 for 2, they got it right.
All right, 2 for 2. All right, next question. In what sport could you win a Heisman Trophy?
Football.
Nice. Yeah.
Are they going to know that?
Are they going to know this?
The Heisman Trophy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he knows.
All right. You're thinking knows. He knows, yeah.
The Heisman Trophy? I know this, but it's basketball.
Oh, my gosh! Come on!
He said, I know
you
this.
You gotta give back your man card.
He said, I know this.
No.
It's
he has completely let down every man in the world.
Absolutely. Come on now.
I know that if there are car accidents right now, it's because there are guys driving who are driving off the road because...
He was so confident knowing it was basketball, too.
I think he might have been getting confused with the Naismith Trophy, which is in basketball, I think. Anyways, whatever. He got it wrong. All right, last question. The Richter scale is used to measure what?
Earthquakes,
yes.
All right. Does this person know?
The Richter scale?
No. All right.
No.
All right.
The Richter scale? Wow. It's used to measure earthquakes, right?
Wow!
How in the
we
world?
We had a smart group today!
Wow! Which also means that we got none of those correct in predicting how they would do.
Right. Everybody was thinking the opposite.
It's a goose egg. Yeah.
I mean, you know
big
what? Sometimes that happens, but you know what? Yeah. We're not going to punish you for it, Chastity. We are going to hook you up with a prize, all right?
Okay.
it. So, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. And you hold your head high that you
got them
knew
all right.
The answers.
Yeah, you got them all right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Chastity, we'll be thinking about you and your partner. Hopefully, okay. Everything continues well in his journey and your journey and all that. And thanks for hanging out with us this morning. I'm going to ask you to hang on just another quick second and get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, the Heisman Trophy in basketball is one of the highest honors.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is. It is truly. That is your senseless survey. Hopefully you feel smarter here on 99.7 DJX. Let's do a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So a guy in Toronto posted a video after two white-haired ladies were walking by, stopped to sit down in some chairs he has out front. They didn't ask first.
Mm-hmm.
So he responded by bringing them a cup of tea and telling them they could stay as long as they wanted.
That's good.
Posted it on TikTok.
So these two older women sat down on my chair, and my chair's outside. So I said, how can I not serve my two outdoor guests some tea? And I brought them a fruit tea and some honey and helping them enjoy the afternoon.
Aw.
How sweet is that?
I mean, you'd hope that someone would do that.
Well, he could have been like, hey, get off my lawn. He could have taken that route.
Sure.
But he didn't. And he noticed, you know, how sweet it was. And just a really nice example of how to treat that kind of a situation. If that ever happens to you, you can see the video at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
The biggest... just deception that could possibly happened yesterday, and it was pointed at Louisville.
Oh, OMG.
I'll explain coming up next.
Should we be triggered? Are we upset? Do I need snacks?
Oh, maybe you need to get snacks. You're impartial. You're not going to get nearly as fired up as I am.
Okay, great. Awesome.
All right, this is coming up. As if you needed a reason to eat pie this weekend, it's 99.7 DJX. The Jack Harlow Foundation is teaming up with Homemade Ice Cream and Pie Kitchen. That's kind of cool. And
that's fun.
$1 of every purchase there this weekend will go to West End Soccer. So it's a nonprofit that gives West Louisville kids the opportunity to play soccer at a recreational and competitive level. So, that's pretty cool. This weekend, any location, Homemade Ice Cream and Pie Kitchen. Thought that was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, that they're doing that. All right. So that's the good in Louisville. That's the good for the Jack Harlow Foundation and all that stuff.
Now you're about to get triggered.
Now. Okay. So I don't know if you recall a certain college basketball coach by the name of Rick Pitino.
I do remember him.
Coached at UK and then coached for 17 seasons at the University of Louisville.
Yes, indeed.
So he was on a radio show yesterday talking about his love of Kentucky sports and talking about how not only is he a fan of Kentucky Wildcat football?
Uh-huh.
But he's also written a check to help the NIL for the Wildcats.
Oh no.
And them's fighting words for the U of L Cardinal faithful.
Oh no.
Like Pitino, we understand the university did what the university did. We get it. But you brought championships to U of L.
Uh-huh.
For 17 seasons, you kept that rivalry with UK alive.
And now you're giving them money?
And now you're giving them money!
What is going on?
What is happening here?
I'm just trying to match your level.
Thank you. Because I understand you don't care.
I care 0% about this story.
I know your dad went to UK. I understand that.
And
your husband went to UK. I get that. Yes, I understand.
Yes.
But for the Cardinal faithful here in Louisville.
Wellness check. How you guys doing?
No.
Wellness
check. No bigger, just, are you kidding me, than with the checkbook. I think him, sure, I understand. He spent some time at UK. We get it. He was the current coach for UK. Pope, he was his captain. I get it. He has horses. He owns horses.
Okay.
They race there at Keeneland.
So is that the lens that we need to view this through?
No!
Okay.
No. Okay. Kelly, all just right. Because I can think about it in a rational way, okay, doesn't mean that I can check my emotions.
Right, yeah. No, you can't get your heart on board with that.
My what?
Your heart.
Oh.
You can't get your heart on board.
I was going to say, I don't have one of those.
Heart. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Thanks for clarifying. Okay. Heart. I was talking about the ticker in the chest.
Okay.
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 All right. Wow. All right.
But,
okay.
But yeah, he said on this show yesterday, I absolutely love Mark Pope. Would do anything for his program. I always called the University of Kentucky Camelot for me. Never had a bad year. Oh, gosh, I don't want to continue this. Never had a bad day. They treated me like a king.
Yeah.
They treated me with great respect.
Yeah, they did.
Obviously, I didn't get treated great when I was in Louisville. What are you talking about? Wow. But sitting back on it and examining it today, I totally understand why.
Oh, okay.
So he says even he's very bullish on Mark Stoops, the coach for the football program and the football program. And he says he hopes they do great.
Oh, wow. This is very therapeutic for him, it sounds like. It sounds like he's kind of going through some things. He's working.
Maybe he's gotten into counseling. And maybe his therapist is saying, you know what? You need to let this all out.
He's doing some self-reflecting.
Chana texts in and says, Ben, we all heard it too. Can't stop laughing. Heart, not hard.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. The heart. Heart. Heart.
Nicole texts in and says, I heard the same thing too, crying laughing.
Dang it, Nicole, stop! You're not helping!
Anyways, I can think about this rationally. I can understand.
Really?
I get that he has a lot of ties still at the University of Kentucky.
Mm.
He's got people there.
Yeah.
In Lexington, too.
Yeah.
Most of the people that he had here in Louisville have gone.
Okay, so then there's just give him a little golf clap and say, okay, we
No, I
okay,
will not!
All right, okay. All right. All right.
I want there to be a rivalry. I know that with Pat Kelsey, there will be a rivalry again.
Okay. All right. See? All right. So maybe it's this kind of reaction.
He just likes to roll in. That's right. That's what he likes to do. He just likes to roll in and just drop a couple on us.
Yeah.
And just walk away. That's what he does. Congrats, coach. You did it.
It's the strong reaction that he is now appreciating that he didn't get. At the University of Kentucky. He felt loved there.
He was loved here.
Yes, he was.
There were plenty of people.
Until he ruined it.
Who loved him here.
And maybe he is
at
now.
At Porcini's, in fact.
Oh, yeah. Really, I mean,
there was plenty. There's plenty of people who loved him.
Very loved there. He was loved there.
For seconds. Sorry, I'm just working it out myself, Kelly.
Oh, see, I'm so glad you got a microphone like this where you can work this stuff out.
I probably should, but I don't. I don't go to therapy.
You don't have to.
But this,
because you got it here.
This is where I just kind of work things out. So,
all right.
Anyways.
We're glad that we can all be here in the room with you.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad. Thank you. Yeah. So, anyways, there you go. That's the news yesterday on a radio show, not ours. Okay. Talking about how he loves UK and how he's going to give money to UK, help their NIL program.
Okay. The more you rehash it, I don't think it's helping you work through your feelings. I think it's just making more steam come out your ears.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, Coach Pitino, if that is your real name. And we'll see. We'll see what happens come football season. Come basketball season!
I'm so glad they care.
We got the players in place. We got the coaches in place. Pepe Silva, he's coaching. He's a part of it too.
Okay.
All right. We're moving on. I got to move on.
Seriously, you got a little sweat on the brow.
I got to move on.
Okay.
I got to move on. I'm passionate about very little in life.
I was going to say. Wow.
But there are some things that I do get a little passionate about.
Pushed a button.
And apparently sports is one.
Apparently.
So there you go. That's the latest. 99.7 DJX. Hey, thank you for listening to our little radio show.
Yeah.
We don't have Coach Pitino on. I would love to talk to him, though.
No, probably not going to have him on now. Ever.
Listen. I'd love to talk to him. Why not?
Oh, would you? Would
yeah.
You? Could you
why
behave
not?
Yourself?
Yeah, of course I could.
Okay.
Like I said, I can think rationally about things.
Can you?
I can.
You can't really live there, though. You can't hang in that space very long.
Well, that would depend.
Because the heart takes over. Heart.
Listen. Coach, yeah. We're just saying, welcome on our show, if you'd like. And we can just chat, have a good conversation amongst adults.
Or we could just, you know, meet for a meal. Poor Jean.
Gosh. Nope.
He's never coming on this show, ever. All right, solidified that.
All right, coming up, it is, what is it? You laugh, you lose?
Yeah, dad jokes.
Yeah, we got dad jokes coming up.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun You Laugh, You Lose trophy, which I believe is in my possession.
Yeah, not because your jokes were superior, though.
They were, though.
They were not.
Is this what we're going to do now?
That's where we're starting.
Is this right what now. We're going to do?
So if you're going to keep it, you got to earn it with your hilarious jokes.
All right, losers go first. That's you.
That's me. Gotcha. All right. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
They say that 1 out of every 7 people has a gambling problem.
No.
Thinking about my friends, I'd bet $100 I could guess who it is.
Hmm. I see. Kelly, you know, 5/4 of people admit they're bad at fractions.
5/4, huh?
Yeah.
Got it.
That's it.
Hey, Ben. Okay. Hey, Ben, never iron a 4-leaf clover.
Why?
You should never press your luck.
Kelly, after stealing all the punctuation marks off the judge's keyboard, I'm expecting a long sentence.
Yes. Right. Nothing to actually break it up.
Right.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I don't have bad habits.
You don't?
I'm good at all of them.
Oh, okay. Hey, Kelly, I got my COVID test results today.
Great.
It says 50. Oh. Not sure what that means.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my IQ test came back and it's positive.
Oh, great.
So everything's looking good.
Awesome. Great. All right. Good for you.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Observation here. Thoracic Park would have made a great name for a dinosaur-themed orthopedic clinic.
Ah, it would have. Hey, Kelly, you know sharks can swim faster than humans, right?
Yeah.
Humans can run faster than sharks, which means the triathlon I just signed up for, the victory is going to be decided by who can ride their bike better.
Yeah, 1,000%. My money's on the sharks.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I think it's time to share a politically incorrect joke.
Uh-oh.
Here it goes. Benjamin Franklin was a great president.
Okay. You're right. That is politically incorrect.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
You ready for a pickup line?
I am.
All right. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Are you an introductory rate credit card? Because you're offering me 0% interest.
Not a compliment for you.
Or you.
You're right. I'd probably scratch that off the list. You're heading to the bars this weekend.
Oh. All right, so it wouldn't work on you is what you're saying.
Nope. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a Jedi with anxiety?
What?
Panakin Skywalker.
Ah, okay. Hey, Kelly, I got a job at the zoo for circumcising elephants.
That's a specific task to be hired for?
I know, but pay's not great, but the tips are great.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
The most amazing display of cooperation in history is how 1,000 islands managed to come together and agree on a single salad dressing.
Oh, yes. Thousand Island Dressing. You're right.
What a collabo.
You know, Kelly, last night I slept like a log.
Yeah?
Yeah. Woke up in the fireplace.
That was comfy.
It wasn't. Okay. My neck.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to get buns of steel.
Yes.
Decided to settle on cinnamon instead.
Okay. That's tastier.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, last night I slept like a baby.
Did you?
Yeah.
In the fireplace?
Nope. Pooped my pants and woke up crying.
Unfortunate for your wife. Unfortunate. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Teacher says, write a sentence that includes the words defense, defeat, and detail.
Okay.
Student says, okay. When a horse jumps over defense, defeat go first, then detail.
Okay. That's good.
He probably got a good grade on that one.
Hey, Kelly, you know the plug keeps being stolen from my bathtub?
Oh.
Yeah. Might be a robber ducky doing it.
Oh. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Beyonce lost her favorite balloon.
She did?
I told her if you liked it, then you should have put a string on it.
Oh, gosh. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel, aren't we?
A little.
Kelly, a furniture store keeps calling me.
Yeah?
Yeah. All I wanted was a one-night stand. I didn't.
Gotcha.
I just keep calling, though.
Okay.
Asking about that stand. The nightstand.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I just got hired at the Guillotine Factory.
Oh, no.
Guillotine Factory.
Okay.
I'll be heading there tomorrow.
You are not... I was
your
laughing
pity
more.
Chuckle.
I know. I was laughing more at the fact that you pronounced
like,
the L's.
Wait, I was just saying guillotine.
I'm from. How do you know you're from Indiana without saying you're from Indiana? Take the trophy. It's you laugh,
I'm gonna
you
go
lose.
Eat a gyro today too.
That's right.
I don't know how to say that either.
All right, it's you laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX.
So dumb.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today is National Food Truck Day, and I was just looking at some of the comments on the post there on Facebook, and man,
there's a lot of good suggestions.
Yeah, Traveling Kitchen being shouted out. Basically, we asked people to shout out their favorite food truck here in Kentuckiana. Weekend Burgers looks great. They're getting a lot of votes. Big Mike's Food Truck, Sissy's Tacos, Split Kitchen for Smash Burgers.
Ooh, I love Smash Burgers.
Mr. C's Cheesecakes, Get yes. Fired Pizza.
All that.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me more of that.
Yeah. Get Fired Pizza getting a couple nods there. Keepsakes Diner. Rice Bowl that comes through... our work is pretty dang good, too. That's a great one. I like the Celtic Pig, which is around, I don't know, you see it around here from time to time. They have some great scotch, what are they, scotch balls? Yeah, they're
scotch
delicious.
Scotch balls, okay.
Yeah. It's a scotch egg, really. So it's like a hard-boiled egg surrounded by... sausage and then deep fried.
Wow.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. Fresh out the box, food truck, Boo Boo Smoke Shack.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like barbecue.
Yeah, you're going to have to take a look at this thread because there are some fantastic ones and maybe an opportunity for you.
I also need to know where to find them.
Yeah, maybe an
because
opportunity
for you.
Because I know
they travel around town and stuff, but if there's like a permanent place where some of these are posted up, let us know.
Well, I know that there is a permanent food truck that doesn't necessarily move around because it's a trailer there. And at the BP gas station right there in off New LaGrange Road. And it, like, we just had their burritos yesterday. It's fantastic. Like,
it
as
is
far
so good.
It is a Mexican food truck, and I'm trying to remember its name. But yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It is called La Juliquena. So yeah, That one. Anyways, yeah, just a nod to check out the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show, National Food Truck Day. Maybe an opportunity for you to check out a food truck today on 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this is a really sweet story that evolved from a little thank you note that an Uber Eats driver named Paul in Phoenix left with Erica's Chipotle order.
Okay.
So he said, you know, he was doing this on the side because he's trying to pay for a wedding with his fiance, Allie. She thought it was so sweet that she posted the note on TikTok saying she hopes it reaches the right people.
Mm-hmm.
It did. So here's Erica, the woman who posted the note, and Paul and Allie talking about what happened.
Thank you for your order. I am driving on the side to give my fiance the wedding she deserves.
I never set out to leave those notes with the intention of somebody making a video about it.
I just felt really inspired to post it and see if my friends would be willing to donate or any followers that I had on there to donate.
We didn't really expect anything to come of this. And the fact that a stranger got our note and felt so compelled to post it on the internet and to advocate for two strangers is unbelievable.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool? And so since there have been some updates, Paul got on there a couple of times and said that Chipotle reached out, said they want to be a part of the wedding somehow.
Nice.
And then the internet, all the comments were like, well, you need to invite Erica. And he's like, yes, you're right. We are inviting her. She has said that she wants to come. And so you can see all of that and how it's evolved and grown some pretty cool legs at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
WDJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, Kelly, what is a setting the bar story?
An example of what not to do. It's like a little hurdle that we set low to the ground. We're pretty confident you can jump over by not doing this.
Yeah, so this is kind of a TMI setting the bar story, a tinge of humor to this setting the bar story, actually. So that's kind of fun.
Okay.
But you've probably gone to a store before and seen it locked, and maybe there's a be back soon sign, you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But if you can manage to make it through the day without closing your store for, quote, sex, then you're doing okay.
Oh, we didn't need to know that. That's not what we needed to know.
Or maybe that's the best reason. You never know.
Why did we choose to share that?
So this has been going around the internet. There's a photo showing two, like, handwritten signs on the front of a convenience store door. And the first says, close for sex. And then the other one says, be back in 30 minutes. So there are, like, so this was posted on Reddit, and some of the people were like, anyone notice the wet floor sign there on the floor behind the closed door?
Oh,
and then others were like,
gosh.
30 minutes. And then others are like, that's a weird flex, but I respect it.
A weird flex. What kind of a business was it?
It was a convenience store.
A convenience store.
Yeah, okay. The caption said, I seem to have lost my appetite for a good old-fashioned ballpark wiener.
Yeah.
So again, this setting the bar story isn't like steeped in crime and awful people.
It's just TMI.
It's more of a TMI sort of TMI. Situation, and I guarantee you have not gone to a store to see it closed with the reason being, quote, for sex.
Yeah, no. And can you imagine going into the store after that?
Yeah, after. You're kind of like...
And then seeing the people working there?
Well,
and
just...
Then we don't need to imagine any of that.
Well, just, hey, at least they were up front with it, you know?
But, no, they didn't need to be, though. They didn't need to be.
But like you're walking in and you're kind of like, what am I good to touch?
Yeah, no, like, nope.
Can I touch this over
Stop
here?
That.
Should I
Stop
put
it.
My wallet on this counter or
we
not?
No, we don't. Nope. Listen, all you need to do is you put that little clock up there, say return at this time. That's all you need to do.
Of course.
That's all you need to do.
Well,
just put that little clock sign up there. Just this when we're going to be back.
If they
we don't
did,
know what where you are, we don't need to know.
If they did, they wouldn't be the star of our setting the bar story, Kelly.
I would never be able to go back in that store again. I couldn't look anybody in the eye. There's just no way.
Like, here's the thing. The best part would be standing on the other side of the door when it, you know, looking at the sign and then watching the people take the sign down.
Just like, oh, was it good? Thumbs up?
Yeah. Are we?
Are we good?
You know what? You were right. Less than 30 minutes. Good job. Good job. All right. So again, we'll post it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. You can
get to buy my hot dogs now. Yeah,
exactly. Which ones can I not buy? More importantly, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Hey, by the way, wellness check on Anna G. It's 99.7 DJX, and I know. According to the internet, we have not. There is a Louisville thread on Reddit that posted up this, basically this DoorDash that was mistakenly delivered, right?
Yes.
And
went to the wrong place. It was meant to go to Anna G from Zach P. And there was a heartfelt note.
Yeah, it said, here, hang on. It said, "You are the one, Anna. I'm so in love with you. We'll be always and forever. Miss you like crazy. 8 more days, babe." Zach P.
What is happening in 8 days?
Now listen, this DoorDash wasn't like a couple hamburgers. It was a bouquet of rainbow flowers.
Yeah.
And so the poster tried to get in touch with DoorDash and say, "Hey, this is the, you delivered it to the wrong address, and let's try to get it to the right address because Zach needs to let Anna know how he's feeling."
Exactly.
But DoorDash just basically gave him a refund on some tacos he had ordered earlier. So that proved to be not good. Some of the commenters are saying, "I already know an Anna G, and she is adorable. But she is also very married, so this could be very interesting."
Oh, yeah. Taylor texted, "Maybe in 8 days is when Zach P. gets released from prison."
I know. There are a lot of speculations about Zach and his character.
And what's happening in 8 days.
Right, exactly. The original poster was like, "Hey, I originally posted this to the neighborhood group on Facebook, thinking maybe Anna G probably lives in the neighborhood."
Yeah, probably just, you know, just a couple doors down or something, just a little off on the address.
Right, exactly. And goes on and says, "I'm honestly a little surprised Anna G hasn't been identified.
It's maybe she doesn't want to be found."
Right, that's what he says. He says, "It's rare something is delivered to my house by mistake because I live on this quiet, dead-end street with a semi-sketchy walking court." All this to say, I'm wondering if Anna G wants to be found.
Oh, we all need to know now.
I know.
We're all invested.
I know.
People, is this an epic love story? Are they going to find each other? Maybe they're getting married in 8 days.
I know.
Who knows? What is happening?
I know. There are, like Chris says, 8 more days until what? Is Zach your boyfriend? Is Zach your husband? Is Zach someone else's husband? Do you have a husband who isn't Zach? Is Zach going to do things to you? What? We need to know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
what a real life soap opera playing out in front of us.
We want resolution, obviously, as the city of Louisville. It is the biggest small town you'll ever be a part of.
Yes, and now I feel like I'm going to have to spend the rest of the day, like, checking for updates.
Right.
Online.
Right, we posted.
Like, I'm not going to be able to move on with my life until I find out what happened.
By the way, we posted the thread on X at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to kind of follow along. It's on the Louisville subreddit, so you can kind of find it there, too. But yeah, we are all pulling for at least a little bit of closure with this Zach P. Anna G. relationship.
We need closure indeed.
We need closure. It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Today's going to be one of them days to enjoy the weather, even though it's going to get a little hot because you got scattered storms tomorrow. And then cooling a little bit early next week, but then it gets hot again around the 4th of July holiday. So, yeah, any big plans for you this weekend?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of a unusually low-key, kind of not a lot going on kind
of
weekend, which is good because we had a crazy weekend last weekend.
Yeah, that's always good. Hey, by the way, I just want to encourage you, if you want to help support the West End Soccer nonprofit, just go have some pie or some ice cream over there at the Homemade Ice Cream Pie Kitchen. this weekend because the Jack Harlow Foundation is donating a dollar of every purchase to that. So hopefully raise a lot of money for them. That'd be cool.
Is it every location or just one?
Okay. Nope, every location. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure. An excuse, as if we needed one, to get a little ice cream or pie or something like that. Their caramel-topped apple pie is like my fave.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Good stuff.
If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. We always say that every single day right around this time, but it's the truth. And this weekend, you can catch up on entire shows or just the segments. Who is Anna G? Hopefully, we'll get some resolution with that.
I'm going to be like glued to social media, and we'll share the update if we see one.
Yeah, and maybe feel smart with our senseless survey, or maybe drive off the road because of some of the answers. You can get some you laugh, you lose jokes, which I thought were meh today. Gotta be honest.
Listen.
They weren't
the best.
And, all right. Thank you. And, I mean,
there were some, though, I liked.
Look.
Come on. I like the Beyonce one.
We can be honest with ourselves, Kelly.
She lost her balloon. And I feel like she should have put a string on it.
Okay. and then we all got emotional because of the backstabbing coach Rick Pitino. Who is invited on our show anytime.
Oh, he's not coming.
so anyways.
I will say you were the one that was emotional. I just kind of sat here. But yes, I feel for you, though, and all the Cards fans who are deeply affected by his comments.
All right, thanks. All right, guys, have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.